Now look at three people and tell them, you are blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed, 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 and highly favored of God. If you would, turn your Bibles to Mark's Gospel, chapter 11. Mark, chapter 11. My subject, the voice is back. The voice is back. Hallelujah. When you hear the voice of God, it makes a difference. And when God starts speaking to you, it can change your whole world. No one can even come to God and get born again unless they hear the voice of the Spirit calling to them. And Jesus is going to teach us a principle today about the power of the voice. And the voice is back. Look at Mark 11:20. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, or literally have the God-like faith. Verse 23, Jesus said, for verily, truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Hallelujah. My subject, the voice is back. Brother Philip, would you come pray over this message, please? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get a fresh voice in here. Amen.
Father God, we thank you today for this day that we have to come and to learn about you, to fellowship with you, and to praise and to glorify and to magnify your holy name. Lord, we pray this morning as we sit here under the sound of our pastor that you would anoint him with exactly what you want us to know this hour. Help us to have listening ears, open hearts and minds, ready to receive that you have prepared for us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Amen. As you recall earlier, Jesus had cursed this fig tree, and when his voice touched that fig tree, it began to die. Now, as we read the Bible, we begin to understand the power of his voice. Back in Genesis chapter 1, God said, let there be, and it was so. Let there be light. Let there be a heaven. Let there be earth. Let there be trees. Let there be a sea. God spoke, and whatever God says, that's what it was. Hallelujah. And then as we read the Bible, we see how God made man in his own likeness and in his own image. God made man in his likeness, in the image of God, and God put a voice, his voice, inside of man. He breathed into him, and he became a living soul. God made man a speaking being, someone made in his likeness and made in his image. Hallelujah. He made man a self-determinate being with a mind, with a will, with emotions, and he put a voice inside of man. We are a self-determinate being. God gave man a free will power, and he gave us the power to make choices. So it's not somebody else's fault how your life ends up. You have a voice as to whether you live for God or whether you don't. You have a voice of whether you live a defeated life or whether or not you're an overcomer. You have a voice. You are a self-determinant being like God with a voice. You can't say it's somebody else's fault because you have a voice. You are created in the likeness and in the image of God. Look at Matthew 22:14. Look at that. Jesus said, for many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. When someone fails to accept God's offer, he cannot choose them. He calls them, they're called, but when they refuse to come, he cannot choose them. Amen. They are chosen, but they choose not to come. God gave men a free will and the power to make a choice. You are a self-determinant being created in the image of God. Now, we see this being lived out in the life of Adam as he begins to name all the animals. He named every animal, because he was made in the likeness and in the image of God. He could talk like God, and he could call things something, and that's what they became. God called it the things that be not as though they were. You've heard me say it. Moses came off of the Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments. He saw them that made an idol, and all he saw was an idol worship. But God looked at the same man, Aaron, and saw a high priest. What does God see when he looks at you? Hallelujah. But Adam, he could call things that be not just like God. God calls the things that be not as though they were. He calls you saved when you're not saved. He calls you healed when you're not healed. He calls you blessed and prosperous when you're not living in it. Hallelujah. But that's what he has determined for your life. God sees the end from the beginning. He's a good God, and God has great things in store for you. So go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Adam could just name things, and that's what they would be. He named animals, elephants, monkeys, zebras, tigers, lions, and whatever he called it, that's what it was. Adam could do that because before the fall, he was like God. I'm not saying he was God, but he was made in the image and the likeness of God, and he could speak with a God-like force in his voice. I said he could speak with a God-like voice. Force in his voice. Hallelujah. A force in his voice. Hallelujah. You got that same voice, that same force. Now watch Satan as he slithers into the garden. I want you to notice his approach. He said to the woman Eve, "Hath God said?" Immediately, Satan, he tries to separate man and woman from the voice of God by driving a wedge between the voice and man and woman. Hath God said? He knew that if he was going to defeat the human race, that he had to drive a wedge between the voice and mankind. And you know the story. The serpent said, "If you will eat that fruit, you will be like God." What a lying devil. Think about it. They were already like God. They were made in the image and the likeness of God, and they had a voice like God. You know what the enemy will tell you? He will tell you that you need to be something besides what you are in order to be what God wants you to be. The devil walked into that garden and said, "You're not like God, but if you'll eat this fruit, you'll be like God," implying that they were not made in the likeness and the image of God. And so many people today, they spend their whole lives trying to impress people, trying to be something that they aren't, or trying to be something that they will never be. And they live a frustrated life, and they don't understand that God made you just like you are. You're called. You're chosen. But you got to come and let God be real in your life. Amen. You are made in the likeness and the image of God, and you don't have to be somebody else. Just be the very best that you can be. God made you an original. That's why I love that little poem. Now, God made you an original. In other words, there was millions of sperms trying to get that egg, but you made it. You are one in a million. Go on, praise God. You are not here by chance. God chose to bring you onto this planet and put his voice inside of you. Woo! Put his love inside of you. Put his joy inside of you. Put his spirit inside of you. You are a self-determinant being, and as for me and my house, I just decided we will serve the Lord. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Don't try to be something you aren't. I love that little poem. Don't be what you ain't, be what you is. Because if you is not what you am not what you is. If you're a little tadpole, don't try to be the frog. If you're a little tail, don't try to wag the dog. You can always pass the plate if you can't exhort and preach. If you're a little pebble, don't try to be the beach. Don't be what you ain't. Just be what you is. Because if you is not what you am, then you am not what you is. Go and praise God and be the best you that you can ever be. Hallelujah. God made you in his likeness. God made you an original. So be you. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the voice of God walked through the garden in the cool of the day. Look at Genesis 3 and 8. "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day." And you know the story. They hid themselves from the presence of God because another voice in that garden had spoken, and they listened to it. and they disobeyed God. And in Adam and Eve, they had two children, Cain and Abel. And you know that story, how Cain killed Abel. And the Bible says the voice spoke to Cain. God did not send an angel. God did not send a prophet. Just read it for yourself. We just don't comprehend what we're reading and what God is saying sometimes. But God Almighty, his voice spoke to Cain, and he said, Cain, where is your brother Abel? And Cain played the part of a fool and spoke back to God and said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? Anytime God asks you a question, he is not asking to find out, because he already knows. He knows before he ever asks. Look at Genesis 4 and 10. God said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground. Do you see that? The voice. You have a voice. But what I want you to notice is that from the beginning, God spoke directly to men. Later, we find God speaking to Moses from a burning bush. And then on Mount Sinai, he speaks to the people. But notice what the people do. Look at Exodus 20:19. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. Or we'll hear you, Moses. We'll hear you, Moses. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. Oh. What they were saying is this: Moses, you talk to God and tell God not to talk to us anymore. That's what they said. We want you, Moses, to speak to God. And then you give us the word of the Lord, because we are scared of his voice. Let me tell you how the devil will deceive you. God said in Deuteronomy chapter 8, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, in his wilderness experience, Jesus quotes this to the devil. He's in the wilderness. Maybe you found yourself there. He's in a struggle. He's in a battle. And the devil comes and says, you got the power. If you're the Son of God, then change that stone into bread. And Jesus quotes the word. Now, this is the living word, Jesus, quoting the written word. Hallelujah, the scrolls. Now, if the living word quoted the written word, and he understood the voice that was in that word, how much more should we quote the written word? Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. He overcame the devil in that wilderness. Turned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, because he took out the word in every occasion. He said, it is written, it is written, it is written. And he reminded the devil what the voice had said. If you got a problem, find the answer in the Bible and tell the devil, the voice is speaking to you, and I'm speaking. I'm a speaking being, speaking in his name, and you will have to obey me in Jesus' name. Go and praise God. Hallelujah. Now, notice how Satan perverts things. God said, you live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But Satan perverts things and said, the people said, if we hear that voice, it will kill us. And that's what the enemy will do. He will tell you that if you live by the word of God and get into the word, that it will kill your fun. He'll tell you that it'll kill your joy. He'll tell you that it'll kill your friendships. He'll tell you that it'll kill your marriage. Yet the devil knows that there is no life outside of this word. If you want life in your marriage, if you want life in your home, if you want life in your career, if you want life in your future, get into the word of God and find out what God has to say about your situation. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. It shall be done unto you. The psalmist said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the mighty, of Almighty. Listen to this. I will say, I got a voice of the Lord. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me. I will say, he shall do. I will say, he shall do. I will say what God says, he shall do what God said he will do. Go on and praise him. You have a voice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now watch this. God said, now, since you don't want to hear my voice anymore, since you don't want me to speak to you anymore, then I won't speak to you anymore. And from that point on, the people could not hear God's voice. So God began to speak to people through his prophets. God put his voice in men like Samuel, Daniel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, who spoke with his power. Now listen to what Elijah said to Ahab and Jezebel. Look at 1 Kings 17:1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." Do you see that? He said it's going to be according to my word. He did not say it's going to be according to God's word. God put his word in Elijah's mouth. And Elijah knew, when I speak under the unction of God, I am speaking for God. Woo! He knew, when I speak under the unction of God, I am speaking for God. Some people talk about God, and some people talk for God. So get an anointed servant who talks for God, listen to the voice that's in his voice, and God will do the miraculous in your life, because the voice has spoken to you. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Elijah was speaking for God. And I know we're uncomfortable with that, but that's how it was back then in that old covenant. And guess what? That's how it is today when you sit on an anointed servant of God. He is speaking for God, not just about God, but for God. Hallelujah. He said, "Beautiful are the feet of them who preach the good news. How can they preach except they be sent? How can they hear except there be a preacher?" Hallelujah. Get under the anointed word and let God do the miraculous in your life. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Woo! Elijah was speaking for God. He said, "It's not going to rain, but according to my word." And it didn't. And it didn't rain until he opened his mouth and said, okay, it's going to rain now. And it started raining when Elijah spoke. The Bible said Samuel, one of his prophets, that not one of his words fell to the ground. That's pretty powerful incident. Look at this. 1 Samuel 3:19. "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did not let none of his words fall to the ground." In other words, if Samuel said you are blessed, if Samuel said you are healed, or whatever he said, not one of his words fell to the ground. Hallelujah. The people feared Samuel because they knew that whatever Samuel says, God is going to back it up. Samuel had the voice of God inside of him. The prophets had the voice of God inside of them. And then comes 400 years of silence. God got so disgusted with his people that he said, "I'm not going to talk to them anymore." And from Malachi to Matthew chapter 1, there are 400 years of silence. Israel didn't have a prophet. Israel didn't have a preacher that was sent by God. They had 400 years of silence. Not a word from God. They weren't hearing from the voice. Amen. Huh. 400 years of silence until John the Baptist, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. That was a voice crying in the wilderness, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It didn't say he was one crying in the wilderness. No, it says it was the voice of one. Wonder where he got that voice from. And then in John 1, chapter 1, we find these beautiful words. "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light shined into the darkness, and the darkness could not extinguish that light." Then verse 14, it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth." I remember back in 1982, right after I got saved, I heard the voice. He spoke to me at 3 a.m. in the morning, woke me up and said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. I couldn't go back to sleep. I said, where is that in the Bible? The same voice said, turn to the book of John. I turned that. Said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. I said, what does that mean to me, God? Why would you wake me at 3 a.m. with that? God said, learn my Word. My Word will do exactly what I said my Word will do. God said, it's a guide for earthly living. It's a roadmap to eternal salvation. Learn my Word. Hallelujah. That's the voice. And he's speaking to you today. Learn the Word. Get into the Word. Thy words were found, Jeremiah said, and I did eat them. That Word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I'm called. Jeremiah didn't even want to preach. Guess what? Jerry didn't want to preach either. Hallelujah. But I heard the voice. Woo! And I obeyed the voice. And I'm so glad I did. I'm so happy I don't want to know what to do with myself. I told my wife yesterday, I got a hot sermon. I preached it to her sitting at the lunch table there. I said, I'm ready to preach. I'm so ready to preach. And then I got an email from Tom Bland this morning. He said, Pastor, I'm ready to go to church and be with the body of Christ. And sent me a revelation. I sent him the scripture back, the revelation God had given. I said, brother, you got something from God. Go on, praise God. He heard the voice is what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Glory. Woo. Glory to God. Now John, he was the voice crying in the wilderness. But now Jesus is born. And now I want you to notice that the voice has taken on human flesh. And he's called Jesus. The Word was made flesh, or the voice had skin on it. The Word of God, the voice of God, the breath of God, Jesus with skin and bones on it. Now watch him as he begins to teach us the power of proclaiming the Word. I love this. Because for 400 years, God's voice had not been heard. Because the people had said, we don't want you to speak to us. But when Jesus got baptized in the Jordan River, the Bible says when he came up out of the water, there came a voice. There came a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The voice is back. Amen. That voice that was back in that garden is now on the planet. Demons started trembling. Disease started saying, oh no. The devil went into a panic attack and said, oh no. What am I going to do? The voice is back. The voice that was in that garden, the voice that walked into the cool of the day, the voice is back. And Jesus began to release to us by example the understanding of speaking to things. When your problems of life, when they hit your life, you are not to talk about your problems. You are to talk to your problem. Let me say that again. You are not to talk about your problem. You are to talk to your problem. You're not to talk about defeat. You're not to talk about poverty. You are to talk two things. We Pentecostal people, we speak two things. I had a kidney stone in my back, and for 3 days I talked to it. Priest said, you're going to lay down all that pain? I said, I'm going to lay here till Jesus comes. I don't know what I'll do the next time, but I've got faith for this thing. And every time I'd get up, it would cut me. But she came in there, she said, Jerry, God can't help but heal somebody that will praise him in all that pain. She released her faith, the power of her voice. And faith, whew, her faith was released on me. And I'm praying, and 3 days later, Jesus came. He said, you remember those people? The voice spoke to me. You remember those people there in Capernaum? They tore the roof off the place, and I looked up and I saw the faith of those four men. He said, they let the man, the paralyzed man, down in my presence. And I said, your sins are forgiven. Rise, take up your bed and walk. He said, I saw their faith when the man on the cot, I said, rise, take up your bed and walk. He was on his own faith. And when the Lord spoke that to me, I got out of that bed. It cut me. Tears filled my eyes. It was excruciating pain. I walked down those steps. I walked down to my wife. I said, I'm healed. I'm healed in Jesus' name. And I had a little funnel had a strainer on it, and I walked in to the bathroom down there, urinated, and that thing passed out of me. It was a glob. It was huge. I said, look at that thing. It would never have passed out of my urinary tract, but I talked to it for 3 days. I said, I command you to break down. I command you to leave my body without pain. I command you to get out of my body in the name of Jesus. I command you to go. And for 3 days, I spoke to that thing. And when I passed it, it did exactly what I told it to. I passed it with no pain. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. You have a voice in this matter. Amen. You ought to talk two things. Kingdom people, they talk different. That's what faith is. That's what faith is all about. We don't deny problems. We just talk to them. And we demand the change. Hallelujah. Facts are facts, and we don't deny the facts. But facts, your faith can overcome the facts. I promise you that. Hallelujah. And you can demand the change. Jesus said, whatsoever you say, you can have it if you believe in your heart and confess it with your mouth. That's how you got saved to start with. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Aren't you glad that you had that much revelation and you got born again? Hallelujah. And now your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you're headed to a city where the city director is called the Lamb's Book of Life. Every meal shall be a banquet. Every step shall be a thrill. Hallelujah. The angels are the caretakers. Eyes not seen, ears not heard. It's not in the hearts of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Now I'm full today. I am overflowing. Woo! I wanted to preach this thing yesterday. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed over it. Hallelujah. As God make an impartation to us. Talk God talk. Speak God's words until you believe it so much that you believe it more than what you see, more than what you hear, more than what you feel. It just becomes such a part of you when you open your mouth. Out of your mouth comes the word of God. Hallelujah. You are a speaking being created in God's image, a self-determinate being. So don't be what you ain't. Be what you is. You're a child of God. Praise God. And go on, praise God for it. Hallelujah. Jesus began to release us the understanding of speaking to things. Jesus gets in a storm. He stands up on the bow of the boat and he whispered, peace be still. And the disciples were amazed. They said, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the waves obey his voice? His voice. The voice is back. Hallelujah. He walks up to the tomb of Lazarus, and the Bible says very clearly, said he said with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Now that was a rhema for Lazarus. There are two types of words in the Bible. There's the rhema, which is a specific word for you from God, and then there's another word called the logos, which is the general word of God. Jesus is the logos, the eternal one. I may be preaching on healing. You say, that's nice, but I'm not sick. That doesn't apply to my situation right now. But it is the word of God. That may be somebody else who hears the same word, and they're sick. And the Holy Ghost manifests that word to them, and they are instantly healed because they got a rhema. They got a rhema from God. The Holy Ghost quickened it to them, and they were healed by the power of the word. Now, you say, you got any scripture for it? Look up Psalms 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. I got scripture for everything I preach. Hallelujah. Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. That's what God was telling us to do. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. That is the fruit of the calves of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God sends his word and he heals us. Now, when Brother Walt Watson testified last week to his healing, the Holy Ghost brought to my mind a song that he had spoken to me early that morning. I got up at 5:30 because I didn't like the way my sermon felt at the end. And I prayed all night. So I get up to fix that thing. And while I'm doing it, this song comes up to me. Oh, to be his hand extended, reaching out to thee, oppressed. Let me touch him. Let me touch Jesus so that others may know and be blessed. Let me touch him. Let me touch Jesus. And after Brother Walt's testimony, I began to sing that. And Sister Julia Page, sitting right down the front, she said, when I sang those words, oh, to be his hand extended. She said that was a knot or a growth or something in the throat. And boom, it burst instantly. And she was healed. She got a rhema. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. That was a rhema sent from God. And the Holy Ghost instantly healed her throat. Now, there was a lot of people in Lazarus' day named Lazarus. But when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, that word went forth. And when it went into the tomb, the Holy Ghost said to Lazarus, you're the one. You're the one he's been weeping over. You're the one he's come for. You're the one he has a miracle for. That's why you should never underestimate the power of the preached word. You can be sitting where you're sitting and not have anyone lay hands on you or touch you. But you can get a rhema from God and you can get an instant miracle. Hallelujah. That's the power of his voice. You can be sitting in a Holy Ghost filled service and get a word from God and have your entire life changed by one touch and one word from the Master's voice. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Other people can leave that same service and say, oh, that was a nice service. And you can leave with the word from God that changes your whole world because you heard a rhema from God. The Holy Ghost speaks to you, and he speaks today through the anointed preaching and the anointed singing, and the power of the voice. Tomorrow is your birthday. Happy birthday, Brother Ray. I filled him out a card, and I thanked him for his ministry of music. I thanked him for what he does in the church and the prayers he prays for others. Before they ever get here, you've been prayed over. I thanked him that there's a voice in his voice. And when he sings, you can hear God. I said, when he sings, you can hear God. I know I do. We love you, Brother Ray. Happy birthday tomorrow. Hallelujah. Now, in our text, Jesus looked at that tree and he cursed it. I can just hear Peter speaking to the others. You know, Peter, he always had something to say. He said, Jesus spoke to that fig tree and cursed it. And Peter said, look at it. Look at that tree. It didn't die. Why, Jesus speaks to lame legs and they walk. Jesus speaks to blind eyes and they open. Jesus speaks to dead people and they live again. But Jesus doesn't do too good with trees. He cursed that tree. But look at it. The tree is still alive. But guess what? 24 hours later, they came back, that tree. And Peter was amazed. He said, my God, it's a miracle. That tree is dead from the roots up. I tell you what would have been the miracle if Jesus spoke to it and it didn't happen. That would have been a miracle. But when he speaks, praise God, that's the voice that God sent into this planet. God gave you a voice. And when you take it and take the word of God and put that in your mouth, the voice begins to speak into your situation. Hallelujah. Jesus was teaching them the power of the voice. And Jesus told them, have faith in God, or have the God-like faith. Jesus said, now I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. You've got to speak to your mountain. I can preach to you. I can pray for you. And I love to do those things. But I'll tell you something. There comes a time that you have got to open your mouth and do what Jesus said. Jesus is not going to speak to your mountain. He made you a speaking being, and you're going to have to take the word of God, study to show yourself approved, find out what God said, and speak, because God made you a speaking being. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. You have power and authority in the name of Jesus. Now, that mountain may not move at once, but you have to realize you have what you say. So keep saying it. Keep shouting to it. Keep saying something to that mountain. You don't just ignore your mountains. You speak to mountain. Mountain of debt. Mountain of fear. Mountain of addictions. Mountain of marital problems. I command you to go. I break your power by the authority of the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. I have a voice, and his voice is in my voice. You don't just sit back and let the devil do all the talking. No, God gave you a voice. You are made in the image and the likeness of God, and you have a voice, so speak to your mountain. Now, if you're born again, God's Spirit is within you. Amen. God put His Spirit within you. So speak to your mountain. Don't do it just a day or two and get discouraged, but keep speaking to it. I tell you something, the devil is a relentless foe, but I found out something about him. He's not a long-term skirmisher. I'm a warrior. He can't take the heat. He can't even take the word. And when you start speaking the word, you know, when Paul was on the island and they were cold and they'd been shipwrecked and everything had fallen apart, the Bible says that the snake came out of the heat. One preacher said he came out of the fire. I said, no, he didn't. I said, the devil can't take the fire. I said, he came out of the heat. Read your Bible. He was hiding in the heat. But when you get full of the Holy Ghost and the fire of God, woo! And you got the speaking being, and you start speaking in that heavenly language, you start praying in the Holy Ghost, and the fire of the Spirit gets into that thing, and the wheel in the wheel gets to churning over and over. All of a sudden, the devil, the Bible says, resist the devil. He will flee from you. He will run in holy terror. I said, you got a voice. Go on and praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said you can have it if you believe it and if you say it, because there's a voice inside of you. Speak to lack and tell it to go. Speak to cancer and tell it to die. Speak to debt and tell it, get out of my life. Speak to your marriage problem, say, marriage be healed. And keep singing and keep singing and keep singing until your mountain moves. You don't need to let the devil do all the talking. You need to speak to your mountain. The voice is in you and you can move your mountain. And you can silence the devil if you will speak. I want you to remember something. Nothing happens in the supernatural until something happens in the natural. Nothing comes down until something goes up. The voice is in you. So open your mouth and say something. You are the product right now of what you've been talking about. Talk, devil, talk. The devil shows up. Talk God's talk, God shows up. Talk defeat, defeat will come. Talk sickness and problems, they will linger. Talk victory, and victory will come. I close with this. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, He cried with a loud voice, "It is finished." Hallelujah. So if you're here today and you're not saved, you can be, because His voice makes the difference. And His voice is speaking to you if you're lost. Come unto Me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you. Learn of Me, for My yoke is easy, My burden is light, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Let us stand.
How great is our God.
If the Lord has spoken to you, I want you to come and talk to Him. I'm here to help you. I'm here to lead you in a prayer so the Lord can change your life forever. Hallelujah.
Is our God. Great.
Is our
how great is our God.
Sing with me.
Bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. All will see how great is our God.
Bring your family problems to the Master. Speak to Him. God said there shall be a fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. There's a fire on these altars. Hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Glory.
All see how great is our God.